But look, in the meantime, the world could also go a bit dark if you're in a nasty bout of food poisoning. Now, it's always fatal to your reputation as an entertainer if people don't get to work the next day, I suppose. Christmas, of course, means fridges packed to bursting point, and having your fridge door open frequently can lead to a loss of cool air. And Christmas also means you've got leftovers. How many meals can you get out of that turkey and ham? And, you know, a lot of the time you're having a few wines while you're making all these decisions. So things may not always, you know, you may not as be careful as you think you are. It's always, you're always rushing to cut corners and so forth. But in terms of food poisoning, it's pretty horrible. I've had it from, I think it was a chicken schnitzel, which had been left out a bit too long. So it can really, you know, after you've had it, it's bad enough when you have it, but the next day and afterwards even, you're still pretty pretty much under the weather. In last month, in Western New South Wales, 140 guests were victim of a food poisoning epidemic. So on the line, we've got Gary Kennedy of Correct Food Systems to give us a bit of information on this subject. Gary, how can we avoid getting food poisoning?
Well, I suppose cook it properly, cool it properly, eat it properly. It's pretty simple stuff.
And how long can we leave things safely, you know, on the table in, probably, well, I guess it's going to be pretty humid summer weather, isn't it?
Yeah, well, one of the best ways to get food poisoning is to eat it, you know, the backyard kitchen where all the food's been sitting out all day at 37 degrees. So, look, it may surprise people, but the rules in, the laws in Australia basically say you've got 4 hours. So from the time it was cold or frozen, or from the time it was hot, so say it came off the oven or off the barbecue grill, you've got 4 hours, and at the end of 4 hours, you toss it in the bin.
Yeah, even those sausages you're leaving cold for the next day and stuff.
Oh, look, if you're going to, that's if you're going to do it that day. If you're cooking something and you're going to chill it down for using it the next day, that's different. I suppose in that first bit we were talking about, you know, all the stuff gets bought out, you have the picnic and it all sits out, that sort of stuff. They say 4 hours from the time it came out of the fridge or 4 hours from the time it came off the grill. That applies to things that people don't think about. So, for example, the mayonnaise bottle, which says refrigerate after opening. No, that sort of thing's only got 4 hours after it comes out the fridge as well.
And salad dressing, would that be in the same category?
Yeah, so you'll find all of the, you look on the bottle. If it says refrigerate after opening, you really only got 4 hours. And then legally it should be in the bin.
In the bin? Oh, my goodness.
And
what about, are some foods worse than others?
Mayonnaise is fairly notorious for that. Especially if you make your own mayonnaise or your own aioli with raw eggs.
Yeah.
They're pretty notorious for food poisoning, for being stuck out too long at room temperature.
And are things like, poultry worse than more cured things like hams?
No, not necessarily. Your main advantage for hams is that they're all salty, and salt stops bugs, and that pink colouring is caused by the preservative sodium nitrite, and that stops some bugs growing. So things do grow more slowly in the ham than they will in the turkey, but the ham will do you in eventually as well.
Yeah, so watch out for that last piece of ham. What are the issues for the cooks at barbecues? You know, they say don't overcook things and leave it pink or blood. I like to see blood inside and all that sort of thing. Does that make it worse when they're a little bit undercooked?
It does, but there's two aspects to this. And I suppose the difference between whole muscle and what the industry calls comminuted, that most people would think of as minced. So if you think about a whole muscle, like a whole prawn or a full steak, like a sirloin steak or a whole fish, if you think about it, all the bugs are on the outside, just like all the bugs are on the outside of you. And so if you can cook the outside of it, you can serve something what they call blue, which is still raw in the center, if it's whole muscle. So people who, you know, if you ever go to a fine dining restaurant, they'll poach scallops and it'll still be raw in the centre. Or do Chateaubriand, and it's still raw in the centre. That works for whole muscle. But if you've minced it, so things like a hamburger patty, a sausage, something that's been stuffed with a stuffing mix, those things need to get cooked right through to the centre. So they need to be well done.
Right, yes.
And so your hassle is often people undercook, particularly things like sausages.
And also, I've been told by someone in the food service industry that there's a particular, I guess, hierarchy on the shelves in the fridge about what has to be on what shelf. Like, you can't have meat on the top shelf and something else on the bottom shelf.
No, you put the raw stuff down the bottom.
The raw stuff, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, because we should come back a sec. Non-ready-to-eat stuff, because salad's raw, of course.
Yeah.
You want the stuff that's ready to eat up the top, and the thing's got to be cooked down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Because if any blood drips off the chicken or off the beef and then drops into your salad below, you will get food poisoning. Because the blood from poultry and the blood from red meat have the bugs in it to give you food poisoning.
And it's, as I recall too, from a medico, it's pretty obvious that you've got food poisoning because there's a particular period of time, isn't there, afterwards that you
There are two types of food poisoning. So the bugs that a pleasant mid-morning talk.
Just before lunch.
Always nice. It comes with the job. I'm all right talking about it, but anyway, having a late breakfast, I apologize. Anyone at brunch, I apologize. So there are two sorts of food poisoning. Most food poisoning with the bugs from the blood. So chickens, we're thinking the bugs Salmonella, Campylobacter. Mm-hmm. And with the red meats, we're thinking of a bug called E. coli or Escherichia coli. Those have to get into the food, get through your stomach, get into your gut, and start breeding. So they're the ones where you get vomiting and diarrhea, usually a day to 3 days after.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, there's a second sort of bug, and this is this sitting at room temperature for 4 hours.
There
are a couple of bugs where their spores, the babies, survive cooking, but grow really slowly, and that's where that four-hour rule kicks in. So if you're eating something, let's pick something that's fairly notorious, say a pasta salad with mayonnaise, and it's been sitting out for 4 hours at room temperature, some of those bugs will start growing in that, and you get food poisoning pretty quickly there because there's a poison, and it's the poison that makes you sick. So it doesn't have to go through your stomach. So that's why when you have to go to the doctor, they'll not only say, what did you eat recently? They'll ask you what you've eaten the last 3 or 4 days to work out what type of bug it is and what it was.
Now, I don't think I'm ever going to look at mayonnaise the same way again after this, but it sounds like a really nasty piece of work.
As horrible as it sounds, those standard jar commercial mayonnaises, they're industrial strength, not much in those.
Yeah, so they're
And so you're pretty good with those. If you're going to make your own, the big tip is to make sure you put enough vinegar or lemon juice or whatever you put in it, because that's the thing that kills the bugs. The issue most people make with the mayonnaise is they don't want it to taste sour or tangy, so they pull out the vinegar, and that's the thing that makes it safe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I that's the sort of things, I suppose, that were the preservatives in times gone by that we forget about, that they are preservatives, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, people, some of the things, including sugar and salt, are actually preservatives. And pulling out some of those actually means the food becomes unsafe.
And when there's going to be a lot of people camping over the January period as well. What sort of things should you watch out for there?
It's that temperature thing again. So you should be taking your food in, a foam box or an Esky, to use a brand name, and put a freezer brick or ice in it to try and keep it cold. Or that four-hour rule kicks in.
Yeah.
And your other issue with camping is you're often doing it at night over a campfire. It's really hard to tell if it's cooked in the middle.
Yes, that's true. And also you've got flies and things, haven't you, and ants and things crawling.
And there's nowhere to wash your hands, probably after you've been to the bathroom. You can guess what that means. Washing up's not great, so you really can't wash your dishes properly. There's one, the towel that you want, you know, use in the bathroom is also one you wipe your hands with. There's all those sort of issues when you're camping.
Oh, I'm not feeling well. just to finish off, what are some of the things, Gary, we need to do that we sometimes forget about to dispose of post Christmas?
Well, look, the good thing about food, if you've cooked it properly, I mean, cooked it up to a right temperature, and you've cooled it down properly afterwards, you know, you put it back in a fridge and got it cold reasonably quickly, or you've opened the packet, you know, the pre-packed ham or things like that.
Yeah.
If your fridge is cold, they'll all last 5 days. So the Christmas turkey should do for 5 days if you've cooked it properly, cooled it down properly. You don't need to throw it out immediately.
But your nose is pretty good on these things. Isn't it like if it smells off, it is off?
If it smells off, it's off. If it feels slimy, it's off. If it's changed colour to something you don't recognise, it's off. Don't eat them. Your nose is pretty good. You want your nose to smell it before your mouth tastes it.
Yeah.